Hello, and welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. Thank you so much for all of you that have ridden till the wheels fell off with me up into season four. I appreciate you so much. And if you are new here, thank you so much for taking a chance on this podcast. You could have been listening to anything else at this moment. And you are choosing to listen to me, and I don't take that lightly at all. Before we get into this episode, you know that I am going to invite you into my intimate cocoa and champagne circle. It was created for women like you to come and be seen, to be witnessed, and to experience someone wanting to get to know the true you, the you behind all the masks that you pull out of the closet before you leave your house or before you jump on that Zoom meeting, right? We want to get to know who you are, what you crave, what you desire, and what your passions are. There is no what do you do? How much money do you make? What coaching do you need? That is not the space for this. So, if you are looking for a place to be your authentic self, to be able to share what is in your heart, things that you desire without any judgment or shame, head down to the link in the show notes and join us for this month's Cocoa and Champagne Circle. Now, I'm going to be the bearer of bad news and let you know that this is the final episode for season four. Oh my gosh, I think we have done, I have stretched it this season. I believe I've done 27 episodes, 27, 28 episodes, not 100% sure. But that puts us at about 80 episodes for this podcast. Wow, 80 episodes, which means season five will be scratching 100 episodes. Crazy. I say this all the time, but this is the one project where I have picked up and I've been very consistent. I've had to tweak some things, but y'all have been rocking with me and giving me so much grace and compassion. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for that. So this, we did a lot this season, and I wanted to take this episode to kind of go back and think of some of my favorite episodes. So of course, y'all know the episode with my mommy. That was so special. I loved it. She did such a good job. That is always going to be something that I have, even when she is no longer with me in the physical form. I will have that conversation with her forever and for always. So that is by far going to be one of my favorite episodes. That's top one episode. So if you have not listened to Conversation with My Mom, it is the episode right before this one. So just head on backwards and listen to me be able to ask her some questions that I feel like every girl should be having with her mom if she has the opportunity to kind of just get into the nitty-gritty of who she is and who she was at the time when she became a mom and how some of the things that you do or do not do fall into what she did and what she did not do. So that's the first one. The second episode that I feel ranks high in my top two would be the conversation that I had with Anwar about dating as a Black woman. That is the first episode that I did where I felt in my spirit, I felt in my body pure emotion to hear the starking truth of what it is like and the things that Black women have to go through in order to date is so hard. It's so hard to hear. And it's a reality, it's a fact. And there's nothing that we can do about it but control what we do and how we maneuver in this dating world. That's just one of those situations where we can't control everybody else. And the numbers don't lie. When we look at data, the numbers don't lie. There's just not enough Black men out there for Black women. And so they know that, and we know that. And so it's now it's what are we going to do with the information that he gave us? What are we going to do with that information? So that was definitely up there with bomb ass favorite episodes. Another episode, I really love the episode where I talked about living through your senses. Okay, everyone hears the word sensuality, and I don't really think you understand what it is. And the basic way that I was able to explain it in that episode is you living your life through your senses. 100% of the time, when someone comes to me and they want to work with me, or we're just having a conversation about what I do, when I mention being in your head, it is 100% across the board a yes. Yes, that is me. I am constantly in my head all the time. How do I get out of it? I'm overthinking, or there's something else on my mind. And the foundational way, that episode talks about the foundational way where you don't even have to spend any money to get out of your head and to get back into your body. It's going to be through your senses. Sensuality, sensual, senses. It's about feeling more than your thinking, because your thoughts are lies. They may not always be lies, but majority of the time, your thoughts are lies because they are created from stories that you've created from someone else's story. And so if you don't take the time to figure out what is true for you, what matters to you, what moves you, then you're just living a lie. So please, go back and listen to that episode. So very good. So very good. Another one that I absolutely enjoyed was my conversation about our closets, about our style with Brandy. And who knew that so much of your clothes played such an experience on your confidence and who you are? I believe that in the back of my mind, I probably knew that. And in the back of your mind, you probably know that too. But COVID really did a disservice for us. It did us a disservice because we are used to being in the house. We spent years in the house wearing sweats, wearing yoga pants, getting dressed from probably from the, like, the maybe the bottom of the boob higher, and wearing pants on under, pajama pants under it. We really got spoiled with how we lived our lives and how we were isolated, that now it's almost like we have no clue how to do it. So her sharing her story and helping us connect the dots between our style, clothes fitting the body that we have, not our body trying to fit the clothes that are out there, was very transformational for me. And if you have not listened to it, please go and listen to it. But it was very transformational for some people that I know that have listened already. And I recently did a closet edit challenge with Brandy. Like, I feel the declutter and I feel more versions of me coming out from doing that. So head over and listen to that episode as well. Another good episode was Lifestyle Changes with Shanique. We take this eating situation and we go to the extreme. And Shanique really talks about building a relationship with food that is a lifestyle change, not depriving yourself, not doing things that everyone else out here is doing. And that's the space that I'm in right now in my life. My body and my health is supposed to be one of the top priorities on my list. And I struggle really, really hard. I struggle with it. So between that episode and the episode with Brandy, it's really helpful to love the body that I have while also being okay with the fact that I want this body to look different. I don't judge it. I am not mean to it. I try to be really nice to it. But both can exist at the same time. And I think both of those episodes together is a support system for transitioning into the new you and how you want to treat yourself and how you want to show up as yourself. So definitely head to Lifestyle Changes with Shanique. That's a really great episode. And because we want to keep this short and simple, I think my next favorite episode would be my 2024 words to live by. It has made making decisions on a day-to-day basis so much easier to have words, not necessarily resolutions, because resolutions I have found for myself and those around me leads to disappointment. It leads to heartache. It leads to a lot of judgment and kicking ourselves when we're down, instead of choosing my three words. So if you're interested to know what my three words are, definitely head over to that episode. I will link all five of these episodes in the show notes so that you can get to it really quickly. But that's a different way. And even though it says 2024 words to live by, this is something that you can do quarterly. It's something that you can do every 6 months of what words do I want to live by? And now every time I make a decision, is it in alignment with the words that I chose? If not, this is just not the season for me. So I think those would be the top five episodes for me in this particular season. I can't believe we're going into season five. Ah, that's so exciting for me. Now I'm going to wrap this up, but I'm going to wrap it up the same way that I'm going to wrap up probably every season that I have. You are very intelligent. You are very, very intelligent. And I know that these episodes are full of gems and information that you already know, whether you know it from therapy, whether it's from a podcast, another podcast, a book that you've read, a coaching program that you're in, or even conversations that you're having with friends. These things aren't new to you. You already have, you have everything you need. I promise you have everything you need. And maybe you're in a season where you just need to hear it over and over and over again, and that's great. But I promise you, you will not build the confidence in these skills, in these techniques, in these tools, in this information that I am giving you if you don't start implementing it. It's not the same. You can take in information all day. You could go and listen to all of these episodes from season one up until this episode, and that's great. But if all you're doing is padding your brain with more information, it's not really serving you. You have to make a decision. You have to decide that you're going to do something different. And that's why at the end of every episode, I'm saying, okay, go out there and implement, go make these things a reality for you. And while it may not look like what it looks like for me, maybe it may not look like it does for the guests that I have on for each episode, it's going to look however it looks for you, but you can only get information if you make the next best step. So maybe there is something that you've written down. Maybe there's something that's ruminating in the back of your head from one of the episodes. Maybe you need to go back and listen to the episodes. But I want you to spend these next couple months while we're taking our short little break and go do something. Don't just pick up another podcast and start taking in more information. Make a promise to yourself that you will stay the course and you will do something for yourself so that when you come back for season five, you're like, I have more information about myself. What do I want to do next? Or this didn't work. Or you can even ask questions. My email is always open. hello@chantelandco.com. I will put it in the show notes. Let me know what you've learned about yourself. Let me know what steps that you've taken and where you might be stuck so that I can create episodes around that. I am here to serve you. I am here to help and support you. It is my purpose to help Black women, one woman at a time, acknowledge that she deserves pleasure and to start taking action steps towards that pleasure, the pleasure that she desires. Not the one that someone else desires for her. There's very much a difference. And I hope that that is portrayed in all of these episodes, that pleasure is for you what it is for you. Now, I'm going to get off my soapbox and stop ranting and raving at you. But I do hope that you take some type of action step. And I would love for you to share those action steps with me so that I can support you and so that I can cheer you along the way and scream and hoop and holler and celebrate you. Okay? So, as always, thank you so much for joining me for this episode. Again, go take this information and go do something with it. Go make these gems your reality. And rate, review, and share this with another woman, because that is how we are going to continue to help this community grow. I love you so much. We did it. Season 4, it is a wrap. I appreciate you being on this journey with me to greater satisfaction as Black women. Until next time, bye.